All right, everybody. Good morning. Good morning on this January 2nd. It seems so hard to believe that we are really here in 2025, but we are. And I'm excited, really, to see what God's going to do. Papa, push that button so it'll pick up a new, that second button. I'm in the house with Papa today. He wants to hear y'all's sermons, because today is y'all's give back day, where you get to impart into each other. Is the light flashing? Just bring it here, Papa, I get it.
I pushed it. Missed the battery.
Yeah, it's right here. There it is. All right, there it is. I got it. All right, we're in. All right. All right, now Pastor will be able to hear you guys. But anyways, yeah, we're here in 2025. It just seems so hard to believe. But we're not young chicks anymore, are we, Brad? But the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. So I'm going to go ahead and just open this up in prayer, and then we will it connected.
Huh?
It connected.
Well, it's not raining.
They're not talking.
Oh.
But let me go ahead and pray, and then we'll open it up for you guys. All right, Lord, we just thank you so much for all that you're doing in the earth, Lord. Because although we see the wolf at the door, and although we see the wolf growling and blowing, trying to blow our houses down, Lord, we know that we have a shield of protection around us. And I pray that over everybody listening, a dome over them of protection against this radiation that has been increased, and against anything that is trying to be cast onto mankind in this fog. I pray, Lord, that you protect them like you did the children of Israel with that cloud, where the cloud separated us. Come on now, in the mighty name of Jesus. The way that cloud separated us from Pharaoh and his army. And that's what we feel like is coming against us in this hour, Lord. So we thank you that you are all that we depend upon. You are everything that we need right now. And Lord, yesterday when I was watching that lady on YouTube and she was talking about the enemy's plans for us, and she said that the enemy does not want us to have any natural resources to survive. The first thing that hit my spirit is, God, this is where you will prove that you are our God, no matter what they try to strip from us, Lord. This is the kind of world we're living. This is tribulation. I mean, you know, this is judgment to mankind, judgment to the wicked. And I pray, Lord, that you protect your people and that their faith rises up to know, Lord, that you're really that tangible, that you really will take care of us, Lord. And I thank you that we serve that kind of God. Come on now. He is a mighty God. And how we worship you this morning, Lord, we just thank you and give you praise, Lord, for you are worthy to be praised. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify your name this morning, Lord. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. In Psalm 89, it says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness shall you establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. Are you chosen, bride? Lift your hand right now. Say, in the name of Jesus, I am chosen. I will be protected. I will be shielded. I will be guided and led. In Jesus' name, amen. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. And the heavens shall praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. Who in the heaven can be compared unto our Lord? Come on now. Who are you, you uncircumcised Philistine, that is trying to boss us around and tell us what to do as the children of God? Who are you? We serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the great I am. He is the great I am. And the heavens shall praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? Woo! Who out there is yelling the loudest? Who is better than our God? No one. No one. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto you, Lord? Bam! In your face. Yes. Who is like our God? Or to your faithfulness round about thee. Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, you still them. Bam, bam, bam. Who is our God, bride? Hallelujah. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered your enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, you created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in your name. Thou hast a mighty arm. Strong is your hand, and high is your right hand. Come on now. Justice and judgment are the habitation of your throne. Mercy and truth shall go before your face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. Thank you, Lord, for filling us with your light today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in your righteousness shall they be exalted. For you are the glory of their strength. Come on, say, we know, bride, we can't do anything without God. Nothing, nada, zilch. You are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Then thou speakest in vision to the Holy One and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand. Okay, but y'all get the point. He is a mighty God. He is a mighty God. And he will fight for us. If he is for us, then who can be against us? Who? Our God is righteous, holy, mighty, and powerful. He's the creator of all the earth. And he is who we trust. Remember, I keep telling you this, but we are the modern day Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednegoes. We are the ones that are going to have to carry the torch of Christendom. Yes, you. We, for years, we have showed the sickness in the church, and we have showed, you know, the errors that are taking place and whatnot. But guess what? You are the solution. You. You've got to be the light. You've got to be the church in this hour. You've got to show forth the greatness of our God, because we can't depend on other people to do this. The remnant is very small. You have to stand up and be the church in this hour, and that's what God is equipping you for. Glory, hallelujah. That's my encouraging word today. All right, well, I'm going to open up the lines, because we do this once a week where we open up the lines and allow you guys to preach. So I'm going to start off with Canada. Good morning, Bruce and Ardina. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Thank you.
All right, you got the floor.
Okay. Today, what I'm speaking about today is deception in the last, in the end times. And the reason I choose this topic is because it's what is coming. No, just sorry, excuse me. The reason I choose this topic is because this is what we are seeing in our time that we are living in. Truth is hard to find today. It says in Matthew 24:3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, what shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? This is the first thing Jesus told his disciples, Matthew 24:4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. In Matthew 24:11. And he said, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So today people are getting their truth, they think, from the news media, and it's all propaganda for the beast system. I've heard it once said, if the government is in control of the media, they can now guide the truth as they are in control. So what we need to do as Christians is to seek the Lord in prayer and in truth. That is my sermon. Thank you.
Well, I think it's really cool that Bruce did last week and you did this week.
I wasn't totally ready, but I just read some what I was going to do. I had a little bit more, but I thought it was going to be next Wednesday.
Well, we're doing it every Wednesday. So y'all can finish next week if you would like.
Yeah. Today's Thursday, though. No, today's Wednesday, eh?
Well, today's Thursday, but we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did not have the call yesterday, so that's why we did it today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why I guess I wasn't prepared. I was thinking it was next Wednesday, but I was going to tell you, too, it's Bruce's birthday today.
Ah! Well, we're just going to have to do this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bruce. Happy birthday to you. And many more. And many more. Hey, I got to tell you this, Ardina. You're welcome. Pastor said, good job. He enjoyed what you taught this morning.
Oh, thank you so much.
You can have part two next week.
Yeah, he said you can have part two next week.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, thank you.
All right, sounds good. You're welcome.
That was one of my, almost one of my first, or I mean, very first studies on deception when I got born again.
That was one of his first studies when he got born again, was on deception. Amen, Pastor. All right, well, we're going to go next to Miss Leslie in Oklahoma. Good morning, Miss Leslie. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Good morning. You have really good audio.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, this is the first one I've done with you on a Wednesday, basically. So I didn't really prepare anything, but mine's probably more of a testimony because of just I've been through a lot, which you're aware of, and I'm just a one-man show. And when I say I lost my family, I mean I've lost every one of them. Not to them passing away, but because of what's going on and what I believe versus what they believe. So it's been a lonely road, and I've been raising one of my grandsons along the way. And, you know, when all this began, I was in the medical field, and I lost my job because I wouldn't comply. And, man, we went from, you know, having a great apartment and a vehicle, everything I lost, my apartment, my truck got repoed. I mean, we lost everything. But, I mean, I always think of that song that you sing because his eye is on the sparrow because he has kept me going. And, I mean, he's just been with us, you know, and seeing us through. And here we are today. And, and for him, I just haven't given up. I mean, there's been times that I just felt beat up and beat down, but I haven't given up. So I've kept going, and he showed up for me, you know? And I'm just very thankful for that. So, you know.
Well, Leslie, I just want to tell you that a lot of people don't maybe understand the gravity of what you're saying, so I'm going to make it a little more clear.
Okay.
When the COVID hit, she was in the medical industry, and she made a choice not to comply, and thus her livelihood was gone. So now, and she's not saying this, but she is raising her grandson. So she also has a child in the home. You know, so she's been through a lot, but she's testifying that God has truly carried her through. And what a testimony that is. I mean, it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
And God has been so faithful. That is such a testimony, sister. I thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, sister. Well, I'm going to move on to the next one then. What about Miss Kathy in Montana? Good morning, Miss Kathy.
Hi. Hi, everybody. I have a little bit of a testimony, and then part of my testimony is about how I learned to memorize some scripture by song. When I was in high school, I had a teacher his name was Mr. Partain, and he would see me come into school. We were in Arizona, he would see me come into school early hours of the morning to study because I had a hard time memorizing and comprehending. So I would come in early as soon as the doors opened, and the janitors would greet me, and I'd sit in front of my first period class. And Mr. Partain knew some stuff that I was going through. So he invited me to go to his church. At that time, it was the Nazarene Church, okay? I mainly grew up in Baptist churches in Michigan. My family moved a lot. So that's how I ended up in Arizona because my family moved a lot. So anyways, Mr. Partain taught us a song out of Psalm 19. So if you all turn to 19, and I will do a couple of verses and then the chorus and kind of give you an idea of what we learned. And I thought this would maybe be a blessing to you guys. Verse 1 out of chapter 19 is, the first stanza rather, is number 7, verse 7, and 8 and 9. The chorus is 10, and 14 is the fourth verse. So I'll start off. And I haven't sung in a long time, so forgive me. Okay. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Go down to 10. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Verse 8. The statutes of the Lord are tried, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eye. Verse 10, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Oh, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Go to 9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Verse 10, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Verse 14, last verse. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Back up to 10. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. So I learned scripture that way, trying to put it to music because I had such a hard time. And the Lord knew my heart, and I just thank God that he put people like my history teacher and government and constitutional teacher in high school in my path that way. So that is my sharing for you guys today, and I hope it was a blessing.
Kathy, it really was a blessing because I am just like you. I have a hard time with memorization. Now, Brock, I think, has memorized the entire Bible. I mean, wow. He's got a brain like that, you know, yes. But with me, it's like, you know, I know just a few verses. I know the concept, but as far as memorization, just a few. So that's a really great idea. Thank you. Thank you, sis. All right. Well, let's move on then to, let's see if Dee from New York can talk. She's maybe working. Miss Dee, do you have anything to give us this morning?
Good morning. I came in late. That was awesome with that lady just did. That was awesome. I don't have any testimonies, but I want to encourage people because my memory has improved since I've come to Christ. And he has led me to memorize scripture. And I just can't believe what he's done because in my own strength, I couldn't do it. So you can do it, you know, you rely on the Holy Spirit and, you know, it takes practice. And so I want to encourage everybody, don't believe the devil. You can do it, even if you don't memorize every single word, you know. So he had me memorize Psalm 91 last year, the whole thing. I think it's 16 verses. But to keep it fresh, I prayed over all of us, just so you know. There's other people, too, I prayed over, but I prayed over all of you guys. So I just want you to know that I prayed that every morning.
Well, Denise, pray over us this morning.
Okay, you ready?
Read Psalms. Yeah, we're ready. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm driving right now. So what I do is I was listening to a podcast, and they said that they say it as a from a heart of thankfulness. So I incorporate that when I'm praying. So now I am driving, so if I get a little distracted. So, Lord, I just want to pray Psalm 91 over all of us this morning, that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, help us to abide in you, so you abide in us. Lord, help us to be about your business, so we be about yours. We will say of the Lord that he is our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in him we will trust. Thank you, Lord, that surely you shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence, and that you shall cover us with your feathers, and under your wings we shall take refuge. Thank you for your truth, Lord, for your truth shall be our shield and buckler, and that we shall not be afraid of the terror by night. No one will come to harm us in the middle of the night, nor of the arrow that flies by the day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Thank you that 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us, and that only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord, who is our refuge, even the Most High, our dwelling place. Thank you that no evil shall befall us, nor shall any plagues come near our dwellings, our entire households. For you shall give your angels charge over us to keep us in all of their ways, and in their hands they shall bear us up, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we shall trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, Lord, you shall deliver us. You shall set us on high because we have known your name. We shall call upon you and you shall answer us. You will be with us in trouble. You will deliver and honor us. With long life you shall satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Wow, sister, that is so beautiful. It's like listening to a poem.
Yeah.
I mean, just beautiful. Thank you for sharing, and I'm glad you did that on your way to work, sister. Thank you so much. All right, what about you, Miss Kim in Mississippi? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, woman. I'm percolating. What about you?
I'm percolating and working. Yes, Lord. Well, I didn't prepare anything. I didn't realize that we were going to do this today, but I say this, that I encourage the body just to keep looking into the Lord and staying under his umbrella and under his word, and don't deviate from what he tells us to do, and follow him with our whole heart and surrender our whole heart to him. I know a lot of times, you know, we try to walk our own way sometimes because we're like, you know, you know, walking this narrow walk is difficult, you know. But we have to stay on that narrow walk and keep him first and all what we do. I was just looking at the incident that happened in New Orleans with one of the little girls who was 18, who was one of the victims of the tragedy, snuck out and did not, you know, her mom had told her not to go, but she snuck out the house with her cousin and her cousin and her friend and perished at 18 years old because she went against what her mom said. You know, we have to, and this reminded me and my husband was talking about it, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you're younger, you're thinking, I know best and I know what I, you know, mom or dad are trying to just hold me captive, but it we thought about how many times the Lord has spared us when we went against his will. So my prayer is that we all stay up under the umbrella of the Lord, because the devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy. So I just pray, and I pray for that family and all those who are lost, because, you know, just that one,
Lord,
they realize that one disobedient act was gonna was the catalyst that took her life. So I just pray for all people. So that's all I have.
Well, I just want to, on that vein, I just want to pray for all those people that lost family members there at that terrible tragedy by a terrorist in New Orleans yesterday, or over New Year's Eve. And we just pray, God, that this would be an opportunity for them to get saved if they're not saved, Lord, but to seek you through this trauma. And, Lord, I pray that you will turn all that around for your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, what about you? Good morning. Good morning. I know you're new to the prayer call, right? Hello, good morning. They may not be available to talk. It's a new number. All right, what about you, Miss Marilyn? Good morning, sis. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Marilyn.
Oh, you called my name. Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. You got the floor.
Okay. Well, I had something prepared, but how it's going today, I'm like trying to rush to see what I'm going to say here. Okay. Where do I start? It's all about covenant and protection. Philippians 4:19, God Almighty, he is Jehovah Jireh. He is our supplier. When we pray, he hears our prayers. Jesus is on the right hand of the Father God making intercessions for us. According to our faith, I believe he will give it to us. He supplies all our needs in Christ Jesus. There's so many scriptures. Matthew 6:26. Remember the birds in the sky? He supplies for them. They don't worry. They don't plant. They don't harvest. They don't store up. They live off the land. And I think that's for us in these times. We're to learn from that. We're not to trust in the government. They're going to cut us off of food and water. Well, you know what? History is repeating itself, because that is a military tactic, which Hitler did. He took the food and the water away to make the people submit to the Antichrist spirit government and all that. We're not to submit. These are not new things. These are evil things from the Antichrist spirit government ways. It's intimidation. Because they are not our provider. We don't trust in the government. We don't. God's our provider. Remember the story in Proverbs that says, put the hand to the plow if you want to eat? How about the ants? How are their ways? They're little workers, right? They work and store for the winter. The only difference is we're not going to, like, go into the store and buy it. But our grandparents, our great-grandparents, they didn't do that. You just buy your seed, you plant it, and God will bring the rain. We will eat. We don't have to go to the grocery store. God will provide the sunshine, the rain, and the food. He will. It's not going to be easy. We can't be lazy. Ephesians 3:20. God Almighty is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all things that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord, whatever you do, He will establish your plans in prayer. Write them down. Get the plan. Get the goal from Him. The Holy Spirit will even direct you in these times what to do. We're not relying on the government. We're not going to be scared. We're not going to be like, we don't wait for a handout. We don't have to have the grocery store. Whatever they cut off, God will make a way. If you could get seeds right now, the getting's good. Good. You need to do that. Get some water. If you hear a shortage of food and water, go get it. What he gives us now, just like Joseph, you hear what's coming. You make provisions. Go get it. We're not going to scare. We have land. You could go dig dandelions up and saute them. I mean, there's so much on this earth God has given abundantly. We are not to fear of the government plans because they are not our source. They are not our provider. Psalms 29:11. God will give us strength. We are His people. He will bless us. And He says He blesses us with His peace. We just stay under the shadow of His wings. We abide in Him. We trust in Him. We fear not. He's a protection. He's a provider. Jehovah Jireh will provide in these end times. You can't be lazy. Don't wait for handouts. But He is our provider. We're not to be self-sufficient and try to do everything ourselves. He doesn't like that. Go to the Lord in prayer. Ask, seek, obey, trust Him. He will make a way. He's always making a way. God has always been faithful. Always. So trusting in the government is not for us. Trusting in the Lord. This is what I'm hearing today. Trust in the Lord. He's a provider. Doesn't matter what the government wants to intimidate us with. We don't believe it. Because their plan is not our plan. God has the ultimate plan. And that's who we are going to trust. So, amen. That's what it's all about. Providing and trusting. And don't be deceived. Amen.
Amen, sis. That is great. Yes. That is great. Thank you so much. Great job. What about Miss Dorothy in Florida? What is up?
I'm doing good. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, I got a word, but I'm just gonna speak on the love of God. That's what I'm first John the third chapter. And for the beloved, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knew us not, because it knew Him not. Because now that we are the sons of God, it does yet appear that we shall be but we shall know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And then I'm going to Psalm 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but deed in the truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and as shall our heart before Him. Now, if you love God, you can't love in word. You got to love your brother. You got to love in truth, not in word. Because you say you love somebody with your lip and your heart far from it, you just marking time. Because God is love. You can't love God and not love your brother. Because word says you're a liar and the truth ain't in you. Because you got to have love. Without love, we ain't going to make it in God's kingdom. That's the whole commandment. Love. You got to love. You got to love your enemy as yourself. No matter how somebody treats you, you got to love them still. If they hate you, you still got to forgive them, love. Because God is love. Because all that they did, he still loves them. I mean, they put nails in there, nailed him to the cross, he still loves. He always loves. He still says, Father, forgive them because you don't know what they're doing. He always had love. That's what, we got to be the same way. First John, the 4th chapter, and the 7th verse, they beloved, let us love one another, for the love of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not God, for God is love, and this we manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son in the world, that we might live through him. But here in love that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be propitiation for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, you ought to love one another. That way, say again, if you love God, you're going to love your brother. You can't hate your brother and say you love God and hate your brother, because it don't go like that. If you love God, God is love. No matter what somebody do, you're going to love them anyhow. Just like your children. I like my children. They do things you don't like. If you get angry, but you still got to love them anyway. Bible said get angry, but sin not. If you're only human, you get angry, because sometimes people do things towards you, but you get angry with them, and you forgive them, because you got to forgive, because God is love. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us. And in love is perfect in sin. Hereby we know that we dwell in him, and he is in us, because he has given us his spirit. Number 17, here is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in perfect love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment, and he that fears is not made perfect in him. But we love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he's a liar. He that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, who he have not seen? And this commandment we said from him, that he who loves God loves his brother also. If you love God, you're gonna love your brother. If you love God, you're gonna love your sister, whatever. The first commandment is love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. I know all the commandments come. Them the main two, based on love. You got to love, put God first. You got to love God with all your heart, not part your heart. You got to love him with all your heart, all your soul, and everything that within you. Because the scripture says, for God so loved the world, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That means that God gave his only Son for us. He loved us so much, he died for us. He went to the cross for the Father's sin, that we might have a right to the tree of life. You got a choice to make. If you serve God, or you don't. That's your choice. But God, he loved us so. He gave his only Son for us. So I know if we love God, if we love God and keep his commandment, that's all that matters. If you don't love God, keep his commandment, you ain't going to make it in heaven anyway. There ain't one way to go to heaven. That's through Jesus Christ, the only. If you doubt that, we won't make it in. That's all I have to say for this morning.
Amen, sis. I tell you what, that was really powerful. Thank you. That is true. We got to love our brother. Thank you, Miss Dorothy. All right, what about this lady? Good morning. Do you have anything? Good morning, area code 903. I don't want to pass up the opportunity for you to praise the Lord. All right, so we'll pass her. What about you, Miss Leslie? Good morning, sis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
I didn't have anything planned, but this morning I just sat down and I opened the Bible, and this is what I'm going to read. Psalms 37. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can. Yes, yes. Okay. Very good, too.
Just want to make sure. All right. So this is Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, or they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the day of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as he blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall fly. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land when the wicked are cut off. Thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. And that's all.
Yay! That was so beautiful. I'm so proud of you. Hey, just to let everybody know, this is a huge accomplishment for Leslie. Way to go. And Leslie, I want to tell you this too. I have seen you grow so much since just last year. And in your voice now, just even reading the scripture sounds so confident. And I just praise the Lord, Leslie. I praise the Lord for what he is doing in your life. I'm so thankful to see the glory of the Lord just shine through you, sis.
Okay. Thank you. I try. And well, I hope somebody was encouraged.
Yes, oh, definitely. Oh, yes. I know we was. All right. Well, let's move on then. Let's go up here to Miss Pamela. Hello, Miss Pamela from Virginia. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. How are you all?
Good morning. Doing good?
Good morning. I got on late this morning, so I missed out the beginning. I was listening as I was talking about fear, and we're not to fear. God demands our fear, and God demands we fear him alone. So I really don't have anything. I'm not prepared this morning, but God's good. He'll see us through in this new year. I appreciate you all. I love you all. I really don't have anything this morning. I'm just blank.
Well, that's all right. Listen, you've done great, Pamela, but you'll know that on Wednesdays when y'all call in, even though today's Thursday, we're doing it like it's Wednesday because we didn't do yesterday. But everybody gets 5 minutes to encourage one another, read a scripture, just whatever they want to do for 5 minutes, okay?
Okay, that's great. I'll be prepared next time.
All right, sounds good. Okay, well, let's go on down here to, let's try this lady again from area code 615. Are you ready now? Okay, maybe she's not. What about you, Miss Monica? Good morning, sis. How you doing?
Good morning, Pastor Joan. Good morning, everyone. I'm coming in late also, and I really don't have anything. Wasn't prepared. I'm so sorry. But there, I mean, I will say this. You know, God did wake me up this morning, and I knew I wanted to get on the prayer call and wasn't for sure what the number was, but I tried this number and it worked. But God, it almost seems as if God led me to Psalm. I was at Psalm 51. I was reading that, and then I just happened to turn the page, and something spoke to me. But Psalm 52 reads, "The Lord shall judge the deceitful." And should I go ahead and read it?
Yes, sis, go ahead.
Okay. I guess this is the one I just happened to, I turned to, and then it was verse 8 that spoke to me. But, why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. The tongue deviseth mischiefs like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest even more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place, and root thee out of the land of the living. Excuse me. Selah. The righteous also shall see, and fear shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengtheneth himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever, because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. And that's the end of Psalm 52. It has 9 verses.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Miss Monica. Go ahead.
No, I'm just thankful I was able to call in today and not oversleep today, because I was feeling a little discouraged, but I am, I'm thankful. Thank you so much, Pastor June, for doing this. This is so much needed. And that's all I wanted to say.
All right. Well, I am going to bless you this morning, Monica. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against all oppression and depression off Monica right now, in the name of Jesus. We pull down every stronghold that is trying to rise up in her life right now. Lord, I thank you for filling her with encouragement and filling her with your spirit, Lord, filling her with joy in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. All them that rise up against her shall fall. I thank you, Lord, that you are for her, not against her. I thank you, Lord, that you have went before her, Lord. You have prepared the way. And I thank you, Lord, that you love her very much. In Jesus' name, amen. And, Lord, whatever the situation is that has been bogging her down, we lay it at the foot of the cross, Lord. We forgive everyone. We let it go. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Miss Donna, how about you? Do you have a word this morning?
Yeah.
Miss Donna from Massachusetts.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I pulled over so I could talk. I am blessed and have a baby, and I know I am. Jesus saved me years ago when I was like 24. A friend of mine, we used to go to the church at the Catholic church, but she would go to the born again section. I didn't know about that. But my son and her son went to kindergarten together, and they loved each other. So Sue and I became real close friends. Well, Sue brought me a Thanksgiving basket, which the church donated, because the born again section donated Thanksgiving meals. So that she brought the whole dinner to me. And I was like, wow. I got to go with her Wednesday. Do I got to go thank these people personally? So I told her I'd go with her. It was a winter day. It was in November. I lived in Boston, so it was cold. And we lived in this apartment. It was a house, but it was our apartment. And I said, I'll go with her. I just put like a sweater shirt on. And she picked me up at my front door. And he was mad that we were going an hour early. I said, she's the coffee minister. I have to go. I'm not driving my own car. She's taking me out. So I'm going with her. And he tried to start trouble. He was schizophrenic. I should have caught it then. I didn't. So then she picked me up. I went to church with her, and she was also doing cleanup service. If that's not weird, I don't know what is it. So we were there for 2.5 hours for a regular service. He was living, and he waited until I came to the door, and he locked it. And God said, sit down. I want you. I'm like, huh? So I sat down, and it was snowing. It was dark out. It was like 11 at night. It was pitch black in my neighborhood, but it all of a sudden got bright. It was the wonderfulest bright. God showed me his love, and he opened my eyes, and he said, you sit and be quiet. I want to talk to you. I was like, okay. Don't get up here. He even unlocked the door, so he's trying to edge me on. And God said, stay. Just praise me. So I just praised the Lord. I just sat there. Never got cold. I should have been frozen. I never got cold. I sat there in just a sweater praising the Lord. And he unlocked the door. I heard him go upstairs. God said, sit and pray. So I prayed and prayed. Then he said, go. So I went in the door. It was unlocked. I walked upstairs. He was sound asleep. I went to bed. God said, I told you I would take care of you. And he took care of me because God loves us. No matter what I've been through or gone through, even when I backslid, he still loved me. He still honored me and took care of me. I love Jesus. No one will ever take him away from me. I mean ever. I've had many people try, and I will never walk with them. I just don't care if I'm pushed aside. I give you praise and love. I just always, when I first started going to this church in Braintree, it just opened. It was a 4-square church. It was only four people there, four pastors and their wives, and I went. Sorry, my throat was dry. I had to take a drink of water. So I went with my husband because he needed to follow Jesus. I knew he did. I knew he was slipping. I didn't know what was going on. Now I know he did a lot of drugs as he was a kid. He was trying to mask him being schizophrenic. So I went to church with him, and I said, oh, I'm so sorry we're in a bowling alley. I'm so sorry I'm the only one here. He's like, you know what God says? He doesn't care if there's 100 people or one person. I'm to prepare a lesson. God is love. Whoa, that blew my mind. So he did the sermon. I praised him. I thanked him. And he kept having services there for a while on Sundays. Then they rented a hall. We went through crazy times. But I was called the evangelist. And Mama, not June, she's Alta. Mama Alta was the wife of Jack. They moved to Texas because Jack's friend was dying and they wanted Jack to take over the college. So I was like, wow, that was bizarre. So his son John ran the church. John didn't like me. He had a real different spirit. He couldn't see the goodness. So I was like, okay, God asked him. His wife loved me. And I did everything I could for the church. I loved the church. My former husband was real bad at this time. And John said, we're looking for a deacon, and Laurie wants you, but there's no way. I told him, no way. Your husband does not walk with the Lord, right? I'm like, what's that got to do with me? You know, I was kind of hurt. But then I said, okay, God, whatever. I still brought people into service. So after those, you have always been our missionary. You have always brought people in. You're not afraid.
Well, Donna, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for sharing your testimony this morning. We do limit it to 5 minutes. But you will be able to continue next week, Miss Donna. You know I love you.
I love you too, and I'm sorry, just that as I was thinking, more came to me. It was an amazing trip. All right, I'm sorry to get you. I love you guys.
No worries. I love you too. Maybe next week you can share what happened whenever you had your car accident, if you can squeeze it in 5 minutes.
I'll do my car accident. Yes, I will.
Yeah, it's an amazing testimony. I love you too. All right.
I love you too.
Yes. Love you too. All right, guys. I'm going to try this lady one more time. If not, that's the last one for the day. Hello from Nashville. Testing. All right. Well, that's all we have today. Thank you, guys, everybody, for sharing. I'm scrolling. I think I got everybody. Yes, I did. Okay. All right, guys. Well, you all have a good day. And tomorrow, Miss Denise will be taking the prayer call tomorrow. And there is no Zoom tonight. Okay.